Did they still have that farm in Solway when you were a child?
Yes. And my brother and I used to go in the summertime and visit my grandfather, possibly stay 2 or 3 weeks in the country.
What was that farm like? Can you kind of describe it for me?
It was, I forget how many acres he had. I think he had about 12 or 14 acres, and he had horses, and he had cattle, he had hogs, and chickens.
Do you remember what did he plow with?
He would hitch a horse to some sort of plow they had and drive the horse and plow up the floor.
Okay. What kind of buildings
were on your farm? Most of them were just frame buildings. My grandfather, I think, had a kitchen and 2 bedrooms and what they call a front room.
What was that house laid out, that old farmhouse? We say it was faced. The front room was here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we say this is the front room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did that go all? Was that?
It went straight back, and the kitchen was to the right.
Okay. Now let's see which. Now that the kitchen was here or here. Okay. And so the kitchen would be here, and then over here was
the bed.
There were 2 bedrooms here?
Yes.
And the bedroom, was it the front room?
Yes.
Okay. Now, was there anything out in front here? And what was that like? Did that...
It was just close to the
ground. Was it flat to the ground, or was it elevated?
It was elevated.
Okay.
It went up there.
Okay. And how about in the back?
There was a back door to the kitchen and just 1 step down to the ground.
I see, okay. This is in Solway. Okay. Now, in that, how was that house heated?
Chimney, and in the front room there was an open fireplace, and that was that and the kitchen. Of course, there was a cook stove in the kitchen, and those bedrooms did not have any. They didn't have a heating system.
I see. Now that what did you call that part of the fireplace that extended out on the floor?
They just called it. You mean the hearth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there were andirons on that hearth that held the logs.
Did they always call them andirons, or did they call them something else?
And they'll call them pig irons.